as Bobby Darin Splish Splash.
Great choice.
Kind of appropriate for our canoeing guests today. What's the difference between a canoe and a kayak, incidentally?
Oh, okay. So Jacob would get this completely right, wouldn't he? If you think of a canoe like the Canadian canoes, they're open. So you're sitting sort of on and in them. Whereas if you go in the kayaks, you're getting inside, you've got your spray deck that's keeping you in, so you're more secure within it. So,
okay, I get it.
If you ever look on the website, you see the photos of both, and that'll probably explain it a little bit better than my explanation.
Yeah. And we've been chatting off air, and I think we've got enough material here to fill another show. So maybe next time you have a big event going on or something like that, we could get one of you guys back in to fill us in about that. That'd be great. But if people wanted to literally start next weekend, do they need to go and buy a canoe or life jackets? Is that how would they go about it?
No, Paul, that's the beauty of it. Like, yeah, I'm pretty careful with money, and I think any new sort of thing you're going to do, you're thinking what you're going to be spending. Literally, you go along, you pay for the beginner's course. Sorry, I can't remember the exact cost, but it's very, very reasonable. You see all the details on the website. And once you've done that and you've passed, you can go along to any of the paddles. You do need to go along with experienced people, but there's plenty on offer, and you borrow a kayak, you borrow a buoyancy aid, you borrow a paddle, any of the equipment you need, you know, initially, you can actually take from the club and borrow on those paddles. So there's no need to go out and spend money on expensive equipment. Once you get used to it, you probably will. I've just bought my own kayak after sort of 6-7 months in the club. And you can invest in your own buoyancy aids and cagoules and things like that. But you don't have to do that initially. It's all there for you as long as you've got some reasonable sports kit, shorts, trousers, walking trousers, you know, some sports tops, etc.
Yeah, yeah. And membership, how again, you go to the website to find out details of that?
Annual membership. Angie just told me that you can pay monthly as well, and I think Angie pays for herself and her son £9 a month, so I don't know the exact costs overall.
Okay.
Again, it's really reasonable, and it gives you access to all of these things all throughout the year. And the club paddles, you know, where you go out with people, the access to coaches, there's always coaches out there to help you and develop you. And then really good cost-effective trips away as well.
Yeah, and I think you touched on something there, I was going to say as well, something you can actually do alongside your kids as well.
Absolutely. Thing, I think, okay, Ange, remind me, the youngest age, I think, is around about 8, but there's people in the club 8 to well into their 80s. It goes across all the generations. So, yeah, everyone's included, and some coaches there that will specifically looking after the children as well.
Absolutely brilliant. Could you just give us one more mention of that website address?
Yeah, the website is quite simply Maidstone Canoe Club. So I think it's .co.uk, but if you Google it, Maidstone Canoe Club, it'll come up. And that's got all of the information. It's got newsletters in there that will explain what we've been doing. There'll be photos on there. It'll have details on the beginner's course and a way of contacting us as well. You can go onto Facebook as well and you can find us there. So if anyone's interested in getting involved in a beginner's course, or maybe has kayaked before in the past and just wants an assessment before doing a beginner's course, because they might be able to circumnavigate that, then just get in touch with there and one of the coaches will come back in touch as well.
That's absolutely brilliant. Many thanks for your time today, for popping in at short notice as well, because we only arranged this yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
So thanks, John. Thanks, Ange, as well.
You're welcome.
I'm glad we managed to get a few words out of you, if not too much.
We'll get more next time.
And I do like the idea, next time if you invite me along, when you're going to canoe along to the Malta Inn for a drink, I might join you for that.
I will hold you that, Paul. Yeah, we can
please
see.
Do.
Yeah, you canoed before, so we can pick you up on that.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time today, and I will continue to spread the word. And if you don't mind, if you could do about for Maidstone Radio, you know, tell all your members and listeners to give us a listen at some point.
We've done it already today. I think at least all of the club are listening today, so that has helped, and hopefully continue to do so.
Many thanks. I'm going to play up to the news now at 2 o'clock with a song from the Sugar Babes. It's called Ugly, and it's in no reference to any of the people who are sitting in this studio this afternoon.
You've made such a good impression, Paul.
Many thanks, John. Many thanks, Ange.